just on the stop.
Okay. Do you have a name for a dog that's not a pure breed? He's just several types, you know, mixed.
Mixed breed?
Okay. Did you ever use the word mongrel or cur? Just a mixed breed.
Right.
All right, this verb, you might warn somebody about a dog by saying, you better watch out, he might
bite.
Because yesterday he
bit.
He's
has bitten.
Blood. All right. In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male animal?
The bull.
Can you remember being told, or can you actually remember when men would not use that word in mixed company? Considered impolite or vulgar?
Is the bow?
The word bull. Can you remember, did anybody ever tell you that that was not a word to use around women?
Have I ever remembered that the bull was not to be used, the word bull not to be used around mama? That's all the word is used, you're saying?
Do you know anything like that? Is that familiar to you?
Male cow. That's the only word that I would use. I mean, refer to the male as being used, the male cow.
Yeah, but is that concept that I was talking about familiar to you?
No.
Okay.
What was the concept you were referring?
The fact that at one time the word bull was an impolite.
Oh, really?
Word. Yeah.
The word bull is impolite.
Yeah, they might say something like beast or top cow.
I was not familiar with that as being an impolite word to be used, I'm saying.
Okay.
We've always used it.
All right, fine. And, of course, the female, the cow that you keep for milk, that would just be
a cow.
Okay. What would you call animals that you would use in plowing?
Mule, maybe use the horse, maybe use the ox.
What would you call two mules hitched together? You say you had a boy and a
couple.
Anything besides that?
Pair.
Alright. And what about the ox? Two hitched together, you say you had
a pair of oxen.
Alright. And again, talking about cattle, the little one you would call
cat.
Alright. This expression, if a cow is expecting a cat.
The mule would be the ass. A mule is the ass of the snobstruck.
Okay. If you had a cow and she was expecting a calf, you say that she's going to do
come in.
Okay. Anything besides that?
Oh, she's going to have a calf, but...
You ever heard fresh them or come fresh?
No.
Okay. The animals that you ride, you call them?
Horse and mule.
Okay, yeah. Talk about the horse, the bull, you say you have a lot of
horses.
What do you call the male?
The male horse, you mean? What is the stallion? That's
there you go. No, okay. What about the female?
I don't know what she's called.
Mare.
Mare, yes, the mare. The mare, that's right. Stallion, the mare, you're right.
The verb ride, you say you got on the horse and you did what?
I rode the horse.
I've never won.
Ridden horse.
Okay, I like to
ride horses.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell
off the horse.
What about a child who wakes up in the morning, he's on the floor, and you might say, well, my goodness, last night I must have
fallen out of bed.
Okay. Think back to the horses, the things that you put on the bottom of their feet, you call them
horseshoes.
Did you ever play a game with those?
Yes.
What did you call it?
Game of horseshoe.